Pray for the church. Pray for people that are lost, that they might get the message of grace, and that I might remove myself from the problems and be part of the solution. Pray for that. All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, you've heard these requests as we've come before you boldly at the throne of grace. And Father, we're just so grateful we can do this, not just on Sunday or not for this just 1 minute, but that we can pray without ceasing and pray always. Father, we're just grateful for all that you've done for us and the factors that you have applied to our lives, and that we live in a time of greatness and a time of grace, and that we are looking forward to that blessed hope, that glorious appearing when you will come through the clouds with a shout and we will leave this planet forever and be eternally with you. Father, we're so grateful for this. We're grateful also the days that we come to Thanksgiving, and I just want to praise you for my wife and all that you've done in my family and my mother-in-law that she's allowed to live with us, and what a blessing that has been. Father, we're just grateful for all that you do in our lives. We pray for each people watching the internet, and that lives may be changed by this ministry. Father, we're just grateful for your grace. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. All right. We were talking about the different gospels, and we're up to the glorious gospel. And the glorious gospel, that's not. Oh, we did have another prayer request just came in from Steve and Kim Gottberg. Pray for the Senate that they use wisdom. That's a good idea. There's a few things that's lacking in Washington. Wisdom, we need to get rid of a few of those guys in Congress.
I'm doing that wrong. I'm sorry. The glorious gospel.
And the glorious gospel is a building, which is that. That's the gospel of Christ, the death, burial, and resurrection, resurrection proving. That's the what? The gospel of Christ, the S factor. And this is what? That's the grace factor or the glorious gospel. You got it? That's how it is. And I thought about this because of the fall of Israel. Now, I want to go back. I believe there are transitions in all the books. Okay? Like, there's a transition constantly. I hope I can do this justice. This is Acts 28. Can you all see that? From here to here, Israel is being... They're becoming Lo Ami. They were cut down at the cross. Y'all with me? But just as a tree gets cut down by the... how long does a tree stay in the forest cut down? Years. Years. And in fact, some years it'll bring out new foliage, you know, for quite a while. But at Acts 28, there is a definite doneness. Y'all understand? But I believe that Paul got this message before then. Go to I was going to go another direction. Go to 2 Corinthians 12 for just a minute. I think that may be the best way. Oh, it's hot up here. You guys are going to see if the preacher can work under pressure. Whew. All right, 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Chapter 12, verse 1. It is not expedient for me, doubtless to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I knew a man in Christ about 14 years ago, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot, whether in the body, I cannot tell, or whether out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth. Such a one caught up to the third heaven. I knew a man, such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth how he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words. Now you need to underline that unspeakable words in your Bible. Very important. Unspeakable words. I believe the unspeakable words was the G factor. Got it? I believe that's what the G factor is, the unspeakable words. Now, he got that when he was in that trance in Acts chapter 17 where he's talking about. You got it? But I want you to see that he's the G factor and the S factor. That's cool, huh? You should have seen Carlton. He took to it like a duck takes to water, but he says, I like this factor stuff. I know, it's cool. I came up with that. That's an original thought. And then he went and stole it from me, so he like got onto it and then passed me. That's because he's smart. I'm not that smart. What was I going to turn you to? Oh, yeah. Thank you. I'm sorry. Acts chapter 22. Now, I believe the G factor is first revealed here. He's giving a testimony. Verse 17, I'm just going to kind of come back in the context just a little. And it came to pass that when I was coming into Jerusalem, even while I prayed in the temple, I was in a trance. And saw him saying unto me, make haste, get thee quickly out of Jerusalem, for they will not receive thy testimony concerning me. And I said, Lord, they know that I'm in prison and beaten every synagogue, them that believe on thee. And when the blood of thy martyr Stephen was shed, I was standing by, consenting unto his death, and kept the raiment of them that slew him. And he said unto me, Jesus said unto Paul, he is Jesus, me is Paul. And he said unto me, depart, for I'll send thee far hence unto the Gentile. That Gentile is the G factor. These are people outside this covenant. Outside of this promise. Y'all with me? Go like this or... That is who... When he says that, listen, he had been going to Gentiles all along where they were mad, but they weren't. You know? And this is the answer to them. Verse 22, now watch this. And they gave him audience onto this word and then lifted up their voice and said, away with such a fellow from the earth. It's not fit that he should live. You mean that God would be saving a Gentile, that God sent you to Gentiles outside the covenant? No way, no how. That's what they were mad about. God had always blessed the Gentiles that had blessed Israel. Always. But he's saying to them that God didn't send me to those Gentiles. He's sending me far hence onto the Gentiles that are outside the covenant, that cursed Israel, that blasphemed Israel, and God's going to save them. And they're saying, no way would God do that. It's not fit that a man should live. That's blasphemy. And you know what? Those were the unspeakable words. Why? There's a problem with the G factor. There's no Old Testament scriptures to prove it. The only way he could prove the G factor is to become a prisoner for you Gentiles. The only proof for the G factor is that, look, I'm willing to go to jail for this. I'm telling you, this is what God said to me. That is the proof of the G factor. There is no scripture you can go to where in the Old Testament God was going to ever reach outside the bounds of the blessings and the promises of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now the glorious gospel is revealed. They just can't believe it. Go back to Ephesians chapter 3. Well, go to Ephesians chapter 2. We'll hit that before we hit Ephesians 3. Is that okay with y'all? If it isn't, would you have told me? I'd do it anyway. Oh, guys, my heart, I'm telling you, inside of me, I wish the room was packed. I do. This is so incredible. Tell me that you got this in your Sunday school at your last church. Tell me that you could have gone somewhere and got this. This is so in, when it says the glorious gospel, man, my heart just throbs. Just throbs. I want to start in verse 11. Oh, this is the best. When I saw this, man, in the scriptures, and Brother Moore was sitting there preaching it to me, I was like, I got it. Verse 11. Wherefore remember that you being in time past Gentiles in the flesh. What time past is he talking about? Back here in the Acts chapter 9 through 28. Back here. When you were back here in time past. You got it? That's the actual time past. If you actually want the scriptures, Acts chapter 18 and 19. That you can write that, and that is really the time past. Who are called the uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time you were without Christ. Were there Gentiles with Christ? How'd they get in with Christ? By a promise. By works. They did what? They blessed Israel. They got the DBR plus the S factor by blessing Israel. Got it?
Was that blessing the S factor?
No. The S factor is that he died for their sins. They got the blessing.
I thought they just got a blessing.
No, that was the S. They got the whole shooting match. They got eternal life, guys. Y'all got it? But they got it based upon their what?
Works,
blessing Israel. Then he says, wherefore remember that you being in, verse 12, that at that time you were without Christ, being alien from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenants of promise. What kept them out of the promise? More than that. Why couldn't they hear it? They were outside the blessing. Remember, it could only go to a certain amount of people. Had the grace of God opened up?
No.
They did in the Ephesian letter, but I mean, you know, at the time that they're talking about, it wasn't open to all men. You couldn't just go and say, hey, I'm gonna go and hear a Jew. You had to go find a Jew and bless them and be worthy of the blessing in which you were getting. In this case, it was the gospel. What was the gospel? That Christ died for our sins. You got it? That's what they got. That was their blessing. But now, watch this, that at that time you were without Christ. Why? Being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenants of promise, having what?
No hope.
The only hope they would have ever had was to repent of their idol-worshipping Gentiles and gone and blessed a Jew, and through the S factor, God could have saved them. But as long as they were idol-worshipping Gentiles, there was no hope for them. They had to repent of being idol-worshipping Gentiles to go find a Jew and bless them. Got it? And without God in the world. Were there Jews and Gentiles that had God in the world? Yeah, absolutely. But now in Christ Jesus, here it is. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who are sometimes afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. That's the glorious gospel. You guys that had no hope and were outside the covenants of promise now have hope. Can I at least get one hallelujah? Thank you. I hate to beg for him. And came to preach peace to you which were afar off. Who's that? Those outside the covenant. And to them that were nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now you are no more strangers, and on and on. Now watch. Chapter 3, verse 1. For this cause, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles. What Gentiles?
Outside.
You outside. Why could he not just go to the scriptures and show you? It was unsearchable. There was nothing in scripture you could search. Now the first mystery was hid where?
In scripture.
This mystery isn't in Scriptures anywhere. It was hid in God. Don't you love it when you get the answers right, Matt? Like, man, that's good. That's where it was. Watch what he says. If you've heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which was given me to you, word. See, the dispensation of the gospel started when? Acts 9. And if you want to say Acts 13, I'm okay with that. Y'all understand? That's a mute point. But the gospel, or the dispensation of the grace of God, didn't start until the end of the book of Acts. How that by revelation it made known to me the mystery, as I wrote afore in a few words. When you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed by his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles, oh, this is the Gentiles outside the covenant. Here it is. That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise. You know what the promise was? Righteousness. That's what the promise is. Righteousness. You need righteousness in Christ. How? By blessing a Jew? No. By the gospel. You got it? How do they get it? By blessing a Jew? No. By the gospel. What is the gospel? Christ died for all your sins. How did you know that? Couldn't have told you that unless Paul had become that prisoner to prove to you that Christ not only died for those that were Jews and Jewish proselytes and Gentiles that feared God, but that your sins were paid for as well. Whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual workings of his power. I love this. Here it is. But listen to this. Unto me, whom less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. You know what the unsearchable riches of Christ are? You don't have to change your ways. You don't have to do anything. God's paid for you already. It's done. It is a done deal. You don't have to walk anywhere. You don't have to repent. You don't have to say anything. It's done. Just relax. Receive the grace of God, won't you? What were you going to say, Jeff?
Paul's gospel was the gospel. What was Matthew, Mark, Luke, John? Is that the gospel of Christ?
The gospel of the kingdom.
Gospel of the kingdom.
Yeah, that's right here. The gospel of the kingdom. That's Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But they also had the gospel of God. Amen. See, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches. See, you can't go back in the Old Testament and search it out. You can't find where God was going to die for Missy's sins. What? If Paul had said that back in Acts chapter 9, they would have killed him. They were going to stone him in Acts chapter 22. You know what saved him? A Roman captain. And he ultimately did kill him. But do you all understand? He says, I'm going to go and save the likes of Barry Hampton. And they said, no way. Listen to me. They're saying, no way would God do that. Well, you know what? This is unsearchable. You can't see where God's going to search this out. So where was it? Look at verse 9. And here's our commission. You want to know what the commission is to the church today? Ask yourself, are you doing this? This is your commission. Your commission is not go into Jerusalem and then Judea and then Samaria and then to the other. We're not under the Great Commission. You want to know the commission to the church? This is it. To make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery. How many people have you showed that to? How many men have you been able to show what is the fellowship of the mystery? You know what? If you haven't shown anybody, you're not doing your job. If you're out there saying, well, I believe this stuff, that's great. He didn't say that. You know what the commission to the church is? To make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery. You know why you come here? So you get good enough so you can show it. And you know what? If you're not opening your Bible and talking to people, you're wasting your biblical time. Just quit it. Reading books aren't doing anything good for you. Listening to sermons ain't doing anything good for you. If you are not sharing this truth, you are failing the commission of the church. When was the last time you sat down with somebody, honest engine, and really tried to show them the mystery? That's the problem. Everybody wants to play church. They want to come in. We want to sing songs. We want to make up the collection. But you know what? We don't want to do the work of the ministry. And the work of the ministry is when you're at the trim place, maybe you get a chance to talk to someone about it. Have you ever thought about this? When you're at the Toyota place, maybe you sit down. I used to sit down with every person that I used to sign. They used to buy insurance from me. I was a insurance and did. I had my security license to sell mutual funds and stuff. And every time before they got ready to sign it, I'd pull it away and I'd witness to them. And I'd get the Bible out sometimes. How many times have we went out and shown people and got the Bible out and tried to show them the mystery? Lots. And you know what? That's what the ministry is to make people see this stuff, to make them understand it, to get it clear in their mind that, hey, it's the grace of God that you're saved by. God didn't have any means to reach you except for the portal of the G factor where he could reach down through his grace and save anybody and everybody that will call upon the name of the Lord. I mean, come on, guys. God can save anybody. God wants it. He'd have all men to be what? He couldn't do that before. He can do that in the grace factor. He can do that in the glorious gospel. He can do that with the gospel of the grace of God. And if you're not making people see that, you know what? You're wasting your time. I'm interested in showing people. I'm interested in getting people's eyes opened up. Renee, wasn't it great when you saw? How was it for you, Deborah? How about it, Mac? Man, when your eyes peel off and you realize it's been paid for. Hallelujah. Man, that's a great eye-opening experience. Amen? Amen. There are people in churches that are trusting they're walking the aisle. Are they trusting their baptism? Are their church membership? Are they not cussing? Are they not doing this? And they're not trusting a finished work of Calvary. They're not trusting the Savior for their salvation. And you know what the fact is he's already paid for them. Verse 9 again, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery. That's your job. That's your only job. You don't have to worry about doing that. Show them that. Which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in Scripture. No, this one was hid. The glorious gospel wasn't hid in Scripture. It was hid in God. What's the first mystery? The CS factor. What's the second mystery? The grace factor. The G factor. Those are the two mysteries. One was hid in Scripture. One was hid in God. And you know what? Paul's only proof to that, I want to stress this, was being in bonds. He was willing to go to prison so that you know for a fact, Jeff, that this is true. He went so that Carlton, there's no doubt, he spent his last time in prison. He got released, it looks like to me, and there was a second imprisonment, and he died on the second imprisonment. The fact is the fact that he was in prison was for you Gentiles. For you. For you. 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 You on the internet. That's why he went to prison. There was no place he could show it. Go to Romans chapter 11. Romans 11, this is the last toward the end of the book of Romans. And it's really starting to be transitional in Paul's 9. I believe at the time when he wrote Romans, he already knew that there was a further extension coming. You all understand? Go to Romans chapter 11. Verse 30, well, I want to read 25 all the way down. Can I do that? For I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery. Now, he's talking about the first mystery. What's the first mystery? The S factor, it's the gospel of Christ, that Christ died for our sins. Got it? For I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own conceit, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. And so, all Israel shall be saved. I would have in my Bible Acts chapter 3, verse 19 right there. And Acts 2, verse 47. And Zechariah 13, verse 1. That's what I'd have written in my Bible if I was a Bible student. Should I repeat those again?
About Luke
1:16.
Acts 3, verse 19, right by verse 26. And so all Israel shall be saved. Acts chapter 3, verse 19. Acts chapter 2, verse 47. And Zechariah 13, verse 1. You got it? And so all Israel shall be saved. Are they saved? No. As it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. And that's exactly what is talked about in Zechariah 13 and Acts chapter 3. Exactly. That's why you wrote the note there. For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins. You see that? As concerning the gospel, they are what? Why are we acting like we're some in some mess? You know, all this new Israel stuff coming out in the church. You know, like we're somehow part of Israel and on and on. Y'all understand the movement, the shofar type ministries and stuff like that? Well, as concerning the gospel, they are what? Enemies. But as touching the election, they are beloved of the Father, for the Father's sake. For the gift and calling of God are without repentance. For as ye in time past have not believed God, the Gentiles, yet now have attained mercy through their what? Unbelief. Even so have these also now believed that through your mercy they may also obtain mercy. And that's exactly what he says. You know who the hope of Israel is right now? You Gentiles. You're the hope. You're the hope of the world. For God hath concluded them all in unbelief, that he might have mercy upon all. And here's the verse that I wanted. Oh, the depths of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. See, he can't go back and figure it all out. You know why? God kept part of it hidden himself until it was time to reveal it to the Apostle Paul. And he reveals in Acts chapter 22, verse 21, for he said, lo, I send ye unto the Gentiles. And when he said that to those people, he revealed that God was opening the door for all men to be saved. That's pretty darn good. That's hard to beat, isn't it? Go to Ephesians chapter 2 now. Wow. The glorious gospel of the grace of God has now reached out and can listen to the words here. Listen to them. Talking about both groups here. But God, verse 4, who is rich in mercy for his great love, wherein he loved us, that first group and us. Even when we were dead in sins, hath he quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. Why didn't he say by grace we're all saved? They weren't all saved by the G factor. They were all saved. Is everybody saved in here by the S factor?
Yes.
But for us to get to the S factor, we needed the what? The grace factor. You got it? They got the S factor for being in the what?
Promise.
You got it? So, you know, God's great love. By grace are ye saved, and hath raised us up together. Are you sitting in heavenly places?
Yes.
Yes. And made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith. Who's the ye? Say me. That's me. I'm that. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God. Not of works. What did the first Gentiles had to do? They had to bless Israel. But now with the G factor, and it is his faith and not ours.
Can I ask a question?
With sure.
The election, you mentioned a while ago the apostles that were will be saved by the apostles' doctrine, the election that you mentioned in the previous verse.
Back in Romans 11.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that election, those that were that will be saved under the apostles' doctrine?
Yes.
The kingdom gospel.
Yeah, the kingdom gospel. Absolutely. And one point that, again, because some people may just join us, from here over, gets from Acts chapter 9 over gets easier. You go back, harder. Y'all understand? The further you go this way, the easier it becomes. Let me ask a question. What did they have to do in Romans chapter 10 to get this S factor? That was the Gentile. How about the Jew? Call upon the name of the Lord. Y'all understand? Right? You got it? They got the S factor because they were in the promise, guys. These people had no promise at all. None. There was no way God could reach out through His portal except through the G factor. And that's why He says this. Watch this again. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. What can you brag about? Did you bless Israel? Israel isn't even around for you to bless. What have you done that's so impressive?
Nothing.
What? You quit smoking? Whoopee. Well, I quit cursing. Darn it. I don't say hell anymore. Heck. That's all the same stuff. We get so full of ourselves sometimes, it's amazing, isn't it?
How about God gone?
That's another one. Yeah, that's a bunch of baloney. Yeah, you're cussing, it's the same. It's exactly the same thing coming through your heart. Good heavens. They're going to be late. Good heavens. You know what you're saying? Oh, hell. I mean, I always love these ladies. They're all confused. They sit around and they're drinking their tea, and they would never say hell. Oh, heavens, that person's going to be late. Like they're not cussing. You know, the Bible said not to think of yourself more highly than you ought to think. Better cool the heels. You think someone's got it bad? You got to see yourself. You know what? Just put a mirror up and just look at yourself for about 12 hours. You know, eventually you'll start to see what the rest of us see. I mean, the makeup will start to fade and all the realness of you comes in and you'll see the you. Say Barry's a jerk. Say it. Amen. She knows the truth. Say, I don't like Barry very much. Say it. I don't either. But you know how I feel about you now a little bit. I just... For by grace are you saved. Can someone say hallelujah? Your sins have been paid for. You got the S factor and you got the G factor.
Amen.
You got something special. And you know what? You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to do anything. It's already been done.
Amen.
Just relax. You know what? You're either in the wheelbarrow or you're outside of it. Amen?
Amen.
You know, if you're outside, get in. If you're in, don't wiggle too much. I may be in there too. You know, I love this. I have showed you the deepest thing I can possibly show you in the Word of God. Doesn't go any deeper. For God to reach you, it took amazing grace. You weren't in any promise. You hadn't blessed any Israel. You weren't those that he was talking about in Acts 13. God, by his wonderful, marvelous, infinite grace, saved you. Gosh, that's great. And people are sitting under bondage and they're burdened with the loads of cares. And it's like that Christian song, I would love for you to sing that, where he goes along the thing and he's picking up petals and putting it in his thing and he's carrying it. Boy, then he gets to the cross and he gets the pebbles off. You know what? The pebbles have been off for 2,000 years. He just didn't know about it. And when you finally hear about it, you know it's like, oh, I can relax. I don't have to be Joe Christian. Christ was Joe Christian for me.
Amen.
I don't have to die. Jesus Christ died for me. I don't have to live a certain life. I'm resurrected already. I'm not trying to get to heaven. I'm already seated in the heavenly places.
Amen.
Say, well, I don't feel like it's... I don't feel like I'm there. Well, let me ask you a question. How do you feel? Let me ask you, Missy, how do you feel about 2 + 2 = 4? Do you feel that's right? Really? You do feel that's right?
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel?
I feel like it's correct.
Well, how do you feel?
It's not.
It's not a feeling, guys. It's a fact.
Okay.
You know what? Whether you feel this way or that way, it is not going to change the fact that 2 + 2 = 4. How you feel about whatever you feel about in life isn't going to change the fact that Christ died for your sins. Y'all understand? You say, well, I feel this way. It doesn't matter how you feel. Your feelings are really irrelevant here. It's a fact. You understand? It's a fact. Christ died for your sins. How many sins do you have?
None.
You know why? It's a fact. How do you feel about that? I can tell you how I feel. Jubilee. I feel thrilled. I feel peace. But it doesn't change. My feelings don't change the facts.
That's right.
Because I believe the facts, now my feelings have changed. Because I used to be an enemy of God and now I'm a friend of God. You got it? I was once opposed, now I'm on the right side. I have my peace. Feelings won't change the facts, but facts can change the feelings. Isn't that fascinating? Does that fascinate you? I'm done.